Oh, see, yeah, I'm glad you remembered. So speaking of lightweight guns and just a little bit too much oomph, my son had this hanger, and he had to have himself one of those Smith & Wesson, little revolvers that they saw, J-frame, I think it's the J-frame. But he wanted that scandium one. It was made out of wasn't titanium, but super, super lightweight, super strong. I think they called it scandium. And, it was one of their really, really high-end ones. And this little pea shooter, J-frame, was rated to 357 Magnum. So we took it to the range one day with 357 Magnum, and I got, I think it was a five shooter. I don't think it was a six shooter. I think it was a five rounder, and because it was a deep cover J frame, and I put five rounds of 357 in that bad boy. I managed to get four off, and I just at that point I set it down and I said, I'm done with it. I said, I never shooting this thing again, at least not with 357. I'm never shooting this thing again. I am not recoil sensitive at all. I shoot anything, and it just doesn't bother me. That gun was just annoying. I got four rounds off. I set the thing down. I washed my hands of it. I said, I'm done. Now, you load it up with 38 plus P or something like that, and it was manageable, but it was just so lightweight, little tiny J-frame, and then you're barking off these 357 Magnums, and oh my God, talk about too light of a gun and too much round. Good God, that was a brutal, brutal gun to shoot. The only thing I ever shot worse than that was a Kel-Tec PF9, and that thing wasn't about the recoil, it was just such a crappy gun. It just, the jagged pieces on it and stuff like that were cutting the webbing between my thumb and my shooting finger. And, that was just because it was just a crap gun. But, Kel-Tec, what do you expect?